Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. In America today, public spaces are dominated by commercial come-ons from anti-white corporate giants, propaganda to persuade you to support multiracialism or Black Lives Matter or the like, or get yourself injected with cell hijacking poisons. But one white man, a 29-year-old graduate student, decided that those public spaces needed to be diversified with the message of Dr. William L. Pierce. So, he hosted some of Dr. Pierce's speeches in audio form on a popular file storage platform, created QR codes for them, which allow people with smartphones to instantly scan the codes and hear the associated speech, and put the codes on small stickers along with just a few words of provocative text, and spread them far and wide in places he worked, studied, and passed by in the Chicago, Illinois, Lexington, Kentucky, and North Florida areas. The stickers are just a few inches across. They say nothing threatening to anyone. They are designed to provoke a moment of thought and curiosity in order to get those who see them to scan the code and hear Dr. Pierce. They have messages like, "You are being enslaved. Scan to listen and learn how and why. We must regain the will to live. Our ship is sinking. There is no political solution for America. The feminization of America is the death of America. Scan, listen, and become a man. Want to know why society is nuts? scan and listen. It is your duty to take action. The small, inoffensive stickers have generated an outsized response from the police, local government, university officials, and, of course, Jewish groups and Jewish-controlled mainstream media. They've been left on doorsteps of innumerable businesses, classrooms, lecture halls, gas pumps, street signs, telephone and light poles, controlled media newspaper boxes, places where controlled media operatives can't avoid seeing them, where people renting Hollywood movies can't avoid seeing them, on top of COVID fear propaganda, on top of race-mixing music promotions, even on top of or next to communist and anti-white propaganda posters, and once even on a sign for a branch of the Federal Reserve Bank. I'll include some photos in the text version of the broadcast that can be read and seen on nationalvanguard.org. Even Fox News' local affiliate in Jacksonville got into the act of condemning Dr. Pierce's message, though not daring to mention him by name. I'll embed their report in the text version of this broadcast. Here's another controlled media, News 4 in Florida, version of events at the University of North Florida, just one venue where the stickers were placed, began article. The University of North Florida said it has identified a student who is accused of placing stickers around campus that had QR codes linking to a website that hosted white supremacist and anti-Semitic materials. Notice that they refused to mention anything that could lead the reader or viewer to Dr. Pierce or the National Alliance. Back to the article. UNF said the stickers were found March 29 in the midst of Passover, a Jewish holiday that began March 27. They feel the need to mention this, by the way, doubtless under instructions from their Jewish owners, so they can falsely claim that Jews were quote-unquote targeted. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth. Dr. William Pierce's message was and is for his own people. Back to the article. The Florida Times Union, which first reported the story, said the messaging was posted on the doors of Jewish professors' classrooms. Again, pure coincidence. The messaging was posted where it would gain the maximum audience of whites. The poster had zero interest or knowledge of what professors might have used the rooms at various times. Back to the article. UNF said Tuesday that the person responsible has been identified as a current student, and the incident has been referred to the Office of Equal Opportunity and Inclusion and Student Conduct. A university spokesperson said that because of the Federal Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, UNF can't release any more information about the incident. Quote, "The University of North Florida wholeheartedly rejects hate in all its forms. We remain extremely committed to providing a safe, inclusive, and welcoming environment on our campus for all students, faculty, and staff, regardless of race, ethnicity, faith, national origin, range of abilities, sexual orientation, or gender identity," close quote, UNF wrote in a statement to News 4 Jax. Quote, "We stand in solidarity with our Jewish community and strongly condemn these actions," close quote. In a statement posted to Instagram, the school's Jewish Student Union said it stands with the university against hostility and discrimination. Kelvin Mare, a UNF student from East Africa, told News4Jax on Tuesday that he found out about the stickers through an email that went out to students. "I was shocked as anyone else could be, and that's very unacceptable," Mare said. Good to know that an invader from Africa finds that anything that shocks him is very unacceptable. It's not clear that Mare ever listened to the broadcasts or is just parroting what the media are feeding to him. Probably the latter. Back to the article. UNF student Michael Koryakov, who is Jewish, had also just learned about what happened. "I was kind of shocked. Why would you spread the message of something bad out there?" Koryakov said. Yes, a brilliant Jewish mind at work here. Why would anyone want to spread messages of something bad out there? Puzzling indeed. New laws are needed. Back to the article. Rabbi Jonathan Lubliner of the Jacksonville Jewish Center was not surprised. He said this isn't the first time someone has attempted to spread messages of hate, and it won't be the last. He also said heated politics have allowed certain segments of society to openly express their views of people they deem different. Another Jewish genius here. Yes, to openly express their views is clearly to commit a serious crime in the rabbi's book. Can't get much clearer than that. Thanks. And the author of this piece gets a special National Vanguard Controlled Media Intern Award for being unable to spell rabbi. Back to the article. There is, unfortunately, discrimination and bigotry from both extremes of the political spectrum. Each one is different, but each is also rooted in a very narrow and intolerant view of the other, Lubliner said. UNF formed an anti-hate task force after swastikas were found spray-painted in a campus bathroom in 2019. In 2017, Ken Parker, a UNF student and former member of the Jacksonville Ku Klux Klan, was suspended for a social media post that showed him holding a gun. This incident from 4 years ago clearly has nothing to do with what's happening now. But let's drag it in since, gasp, the man was holding a gun, for God's sake. End of article. Kentucky's WKYT was unique among the many controlled media outlets which covered the stickering, the only one I could find that actually mentions Dr. Pierce. Here's the article. Lexington Rabbi Shlomo Litvin, what a name, is calling on the community to speak out after stickers linking to anti-Semitic content were placed throughout downtown Lexington over the weekend. A viewer sent pictures of several stickers to WKYT. They're red and white with a QR code printed in the center. WKYT blurred out the code. Of course they blurred out the code. Dr. Pierce's message is truthful and powerful and exposes the crimes of the Jewish establishment. So the media Jews don't want it promoted. Back to the article. The viewer told WKYT the stickers were on Sunrise Bakery, Corto Lima, Pearls, and the Pam Miller Downtown Arts Center, to name a few. "Over the weekend, dozens of stickers were illegally plastered around downtown Lexington with links to incoherent, racist, and anti-Semitic drivel," said Rabbi Litvin in a statement. WKYT scanned the code, and it links to 290 recorded speeches by William Luther Pierce, the founder of the National Alliance. It was a white supremacist and neo-Nazi political organization. Though they mention Dr. Pierce and the Alliance by name, they promote the incredible Whopper vended by the Jews at Wikipedia and elsewhere, that the Alliance, which has a higher readership today than some controlled media outlets, no longer exists. Back to the article. Racism and religious persecution are intolerable and have no place in Lexington, said Lexington Mayor Linda Gorton. Mayor Gorton is encouraging anyone who knows anything about the stickers to contact Lexington Police at 859-258-3600. We must speak out and reject this affront. On behalf of our community, we encourage all people to do so, said Rabbi Litvin. The mayor said she would reach out to the downtown Lexington Management District to see if their ambassadors can help with cleanup. This all comes after an incident during Hanukkah in December and vandalism at the Shabbat at UK Jewish Student Center in November. Again, totally unrelated events are dragged in to create in the minds of viewers the idea that it is somehow a crime to criticize Jews, and that any such criticism is a call to commit vandalism and other crimes. End of article. Now, the man behind the stickers, who I'll call Benjamin, a graduate student pursuing an advanced degree in one of the hard sciences, admits that he should have done a few things differently. Putting the stickers on private property wasn't really necessary when there are so many venues where stickers are allowed, or present already and apparently allowed, or places on public property where free speech demands they be permitted. And it would have been better, much better, if instead of hosting the speeches on a major storage platform, where they can be easily censored or otherwise deleted, he had made the QR codes link to those same speeches hosted on our own site, video.natall.com. That's video.natall.com. where they are far less likely to ever be deleted or go down. Video.natall.com is where hundreds of Dr. Pierce's speeches, also available in our Power of Truth CD series, have been made into absolutely free-to-view slideshow videos as a promotional and educational tool. The big difference between making your QR codes link to a commercial storage server and making them link to video.natall.com is that the storage server gives the listener or viewer nothing further to do after hearing the broadcast. He might Google Dr. Pierce or the Alliance if Dr. Pierce mentions his name or the Alliance's name during the broadcast, something he didn't always do. And if he does do that Googling, the listener will be presented with tons of anti-Alliance and anti-white sites in the search results. Whereas, when the speech is accessed via video.natall.com, the listener gets direct and prominent links to our membership site, natall.com, our online magazine, nationalvanguard.org, and our Cosmotheist church and bookstore sites. He gets options for further education. He gets options for further action. He gets suggestions for taking the next step or steps. Much better. Benjamin tells me that his stickering in Lexington has gotten police attention, but the police haven't been able to cite any law that he has broken, except perhaps some misdemeanor regarding littering or leaving unwanted solicitations or the like on private property. Even after days or weeks of studying local laws, they can't come up with a single real crime that has been committed, though they have asked him to stop posting controversial messages, with the implication being that they are under pressure to charge him with a crime, even if no such crime exists on the statute books. That's policing in the Jews' New World Order, I suppose. Benjamin, after having heard the liberating, sobering, and soul-stirring message of Dr. William Pierce, did the right thing, the responsible thing. He spread that message to hundreds of others. And after an intense period of spreading the truth on his own, he has now gone on to do a further responsible thing. He has joined the National Alliance. He has joined his efforts to ours and ours to his. That's what Dr. Pierce would have wanted him to do. That's what you can do too. You are responsible for the future of our people.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity. a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I believe in race. I'm not ashamed to admit it at all. And that doesn't mean one bit that I'm out to persecute or hurt any man because of his race. He can't help what race he is. We believe that each race has particular geniuses and particular faults. The white race has built white Western civilization, and we think the white race should dominate in that area. National socialism fundamentally is the application of science not only to inanimate objects and animals, but to mankind himself. We believe that the communists, the Marxists, have one fatal error in their doctrine, a place where absolutely there's a hole and there's no explanation for it. They admit evolution. They admit that animals vary by breed and that you can breed better and worse animals. Now, how do they explain how there is a sudden dividing line when you come to one particular animal called man? They have no explanation. Time and again, when I've asked them, they have no explanation. They just say, if it's got two legs and it stands on its hind feet, then it suddenly becomes a special being and there is absolute equality. They're all the same. Man is an animal just like all the rest of the animals. He's more intelligent, but he must obey nature's laws. And that insofar as he is an animal, he must obey the laws that pertain to animals. We say that when the white race has produced such a wonderful thing as Western civilization, we should treasure the people that have produced that and can maintain it. And we should not mix them all up with other kinds of civilizations, whether or not they're good. We should certainly try to preserve it just the way the farmer preserves his better grade of stock. We are also, socially speaking, tribalists. You must live as social beings. You have to live with other people. And this is impossible unless you observe certain fundamental laws of the tribe, the ancient Indian tribe, any kind of tribe of people, even a wolf pack, has got to have certain fundamental things. One of these things is leadership. Not leadership by the most popular, but by the strongest and the best. Any tribe or Indian tribe or any group or family should be led by the best and the strongest. Otherwise, it disintegrates. It's got to have group pride and loyalty. You've got to have selection in the mating process, something that we have almost lost now. We believe that it is of fundamental importance to society that the strongest, cleverest, and the best of the men mate with the best type of women who will make good mothers. And when you destroy that machinery, you get what we have now. We believe that you have got to have an organic society. Now, by an organic society, we mean a society, not a dictatorship, but a society in which the parts of the society cooperate together in different functions and in peace and harmony, just the way your body works. Cancer is the wild, uncontrolled growth of cells at the expense of all the rest of the body, and that's what you have in Washington, D.C. right now. Cancer. We believe in private property and free enterprise. It is impossible, we believe, to have a society in which there is any real work going on unless people can get the reward of their effort. And at the same time, we believe you've got to have social justice. You cannot have people who are exploiting and squeezing little helpless people economically. And this is where I get in trouble with the conservatives, because most of today's conservatives, I've discovered, are reactionaries. They're real anxious to hold on to their money. They don't care how they have to figure it out. They just want those money bags. And they come up with any kind of rationale to keep it. Every national socialist believes in idealism, believes in something that is worth more than his own one single human life. He's willing to die for something. When you're ready to die for something, then you're alive. And until you are ready to die for something, you have no real fanaticism. And just at dinner a little while ago with some of the fellows there, they said, were telling me, well, it's terrible to be a fanatic. Well, did you ever stop and think how this country got here? How all the great inventions ever got there? Any one of you out there that is not a fanatic on something or other, whatever it is you're studying, if you're going to be a doctor, be a fanatical doctor. Otherwise, you'll be nothing. You'll just be an ordinary old chug-chugging guy, and when you die, nobody will notice it. But if you're a fanatic, you'll produce something great. You'll create. Creativity is fanaticism. Every creative genius has had to be a fanatic. Many of them have been burned at the stake. So we are ideological and idealistic fanatics. Just like the communists, by the way. In between the Nazis and the communists is the great mass of non-fanatics. The TV watchers and the comic book readers. I will say this. National socialism is the inevitable end product, logically, of evolution. If you believe in evolution, you've got to be a Nazi if you think about it long enough. You can't help it. But what happens is people short-circuit it. The minute they believe in evolution and scientific breeding until they come to that two-legged animal that stands up on its hind legs, then all the rules are up. We say that's not possible. You either believe in the scientific method and the truth, and you apply it to yourself without egotism, or else you don't believe in the scientific method and you're kidding yourself. Nazis believe in ruthless application of the truth, not only to inanimate matter and animals, but to you animals. People, all of us are the same insofar as we are animals and must survive and live as animals. And unless we breed ourselves better, we're going to get worse. That's what's happening. I do worship nature in that I'm humble. When I see the mighty, awesome power of nature, and believe me, I've seen some terrific power of nature, the typhoons off Japan during the war, earthquakes. I've been through some tremendous cataclysms on this earth. And compared to them, the atomic bomb is like a firecracker. Nothing. And when you start to think of the enormity of space, our spacemen are just going around at the very bottom levels of space. They're no place yet. There are over 100 million planets where life, just like here, could exist. And in the face of that awesome probability, not possibility, probability, I say it's ridiculous to be egocentric and say we are the center of all things. Everything turns around us. We Nazis are humble. When I look at nature and realize how ignorant and small and feeble and weak and little we are, Nazism is a philosophy of nature, a way of looking at the world. And as I've pointed out, we believe in tribalism. We don't think we're above that. We think that you've got to have pride in your family, pride in your race, pride in your nation. That's not something to laugh at. Patriotism and pride in family and pride in race is something we should be proud of and cultivate, work on, not get rid of. Finally, we believe in morals. We believe in the traditions of goodness, virtue. Now let me, I told you something about what we are, but I'll do as good as I can in telling you what I think our enemies are. And our enemies, make no mistake about it, are the Marxists. The philosophy of Marxism, I believe, is the enemy of all humanity. It's the reverse of humanity. We say communism itself is the most vicious, anti-social doctrine the world has ever known, and here's why. They completely deny the very basis on which any human order can exist at all. Without humans, or at least without civilized humans, you certainly can't have human order. And the communists say they don't believe in race. They believe in absolute equality. The pygmies, the aborigines of Australia, everybody. Let them all come to Carlton, and they'll all write arias and books, and the cannibals will be producing the music and verses. That's all you have to do is educate them. And this simply is not true. This results in chaos, social chaos, which is what we have now. They don't believe in enterprise. They don't believe that people should work for themselves. They believe that the state should come and tell them what to do. They don't believe in private property. They don't believe that you can keep the fruits of your production. They don't have, above all, they have no spiritual ideal. We say the only thing that's worth protecting with your life is ideals and your family, your race, and your nation. And twice in my lifetime, I've been called upon to go out and risk getting killed. And I saw a lot of other young men doing this. Young fanatics that they made out of it, by the way. They made us real fanatic haters of the Germans and fanatic haters of the Japanese. Nobody protested that that was bad to be a fanatic when we were fighting those Japs, and I assure you we all were. Finally, the communists, if you remember when they first got into Russia, they are against morals. They had free love, no morals at all, everything was have a ball. And the result was they almost tore Russia to pieces, they just fell apart. Now, if you'll notice, they are almost puritanical in Russia. In order to make the thing work, they've had to go back to the very principles of tribalism which we're advocating. You can't work society with a communist pipe dream. Civilization is based on self-sacrifice, on the willingness of men to go out and die for what they believe in. When you get rid of that self-sacrifice, you get anarchy. Civilization is built because I am willing to give up something for my family. And the family is willing to give up something in order to have the town succeed. And the town is willing to give up something so the state can be in business. And the state is willing to give up something so the nation can succeed. Self-sacrifice is the first principle of civilization. Communism has got the fanaticism to destroy you, and it's doing it. And unless you can build up a counter-fanaticism for something you believe in positively, you will be destroyed. You are being destroyed.
Recently, there was a report out that among new babies that were born, this happened last year, minorities were now the majority, that whites were officially the minority.
And they're boasting about it. Khrushchev just said, America's so liberal, they'll never fight. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, but we're going to change that. It won't be quite so liberal. After we've had a chance to make America understand what it is and make it conscious of itself and its greatness and its people and the white race understand that they're worthy of protecting themselves, that they don't have to keep humbling and downgrading themselves while other races are standing up and saying, look at us, how great we are. We keep saying we're ashamed of ourselves for being white. That's a terrible thing. The thing for each race to do is be proud of itself. And the white people and the good people of this country, when they finally realize that they can do that without hurting or being obnoxious to anybody else, they will finally become fanatics to survive, to keep this great country going.